We didn't account for these violent reactions. I knew what they were, all right. A drink would fix them. It must have been a long time since I had my last drink, but I didn't dare ask this stranger for one. I must get out of here. In any case, I must get out of here before I let slip my abysmal ignorance of how I came to be here. And she realized that I was stark staring mad. I was mad. I must be. The shakes grew worse, and I looked at my watch. 6 o'clock. It had been 1 o'clock when I last remembered looking. I'd been sitting comfortably in a restaurant with Rita, drinking my 6th martini and hoping the waiter would forget about the lunch order, at least long enough for me to have a couple more. I'd only had 2 with her, but I'd managed 4 in the 15 minutes I'd waited for her, and of course I'd had the usual uncounted swigs from the bottle as I painfully got up and did my slow, spasmodic dressing. In fact, I had been in very good shape at 1 o'clock, feeling no pain. What could have happened? That had been in the center of New York, on noisy 42nd Street. This was obviously a quiet residential section. Why had Dorothy brought me here? Who was she? How had I met her? I had no answers, and I dared not ask. She gave no sign of recognizing anything wrong. But what had I been doing for those lost 5 hours? My brain whirled. I might have done terrible things, and I wouldn't even know it. Somehow, I got out of there and walked 5 blocks past brownstone houses. There wasn't a bar in sight, but I found the subway station. The name on it was unfamiliar, and I had to ask the way to Grand Central. It took 3/4 of an hour and 2 changes to